Thank you, Al. That was a great presentation. I hope to hear more about it later. My name is Bonnie Lehman Castillo from the University of Colorado, and I'll be talking about the LUCHAR program, Battling Heart Disease with Computer Technology for Latinos. Okay. I want to begin by saying that I have no personal financial relationships to disclose either for the presentation. My objectives are to identify key features of our kiosk intervention, recruitment, and retention strategies that were culturally appropriate for Latinos, and also to describe our program findings related to behavioral goals and changes in behavior over 2 months. LUCHAR stands for Latinos Using Cardio Health Actions to Reduce Risk. This was a 5-year project funded by the NIH. It involved 8 specific aims that involved clinical studies, career development, and community health promotion. Ours was a community behavior intervention and was one of the study pilots. We tested a novel, interactive, culturally appropriate computer-based tool, and we aimed to improve the identification and self-management of heart disease risk behaviors in Denver's Latino community. In our formative phase, we conducted 10 focus groups to test the look and feel of the program. We formed a community advisory committee whose purpose was to provide feedback on all of our study aims, including our study protocol, to make sure that it was ethical by community standards, to assist in identifying and implementing our recruitment strategies, and to assist in helping us to disseminate our findings to the community. So what did the intervention involve? It involved a 30-minute computer kiosk survey that was offered in both English and Spanish. We assessed nutrition, physical activity, and smoking behavior, and gave feedback according to the Surgeon General's guidelines. Participants were asked to select one of these 3 goals. They identified an obstacle that they thought they would have in achieving that goal, and then identified a strategy that they could practice to overcome that obstacle. The survey was concluded with an assessment of social support. So here I'm going to show you a couple of screenshots that participants saw throughout the program. In this slide, you see that Luisa, age 32, was paired to a participant of similar gender and age. The role model was used throughout the program to lead the participant as they were answering questions, and they demonstrated the desired behavior at multiple time points. Also note in this the images of family. In our community, we were told that the family was very important to show throughout the program to support behavior change. There was also a strong emphasis of color. We had music that was played throughout the background subtly. We were also asked to include very short, direct, simple messages. This is an example of another screenshot that our participants saw. You'll see at the bottom it says to choose a goal. And after each goal, either for nutrition, physical activity, or smoking, first they were asked what their current behavior was for each of those categories, and then when they were done, they picked one behavior to work on. We collected data over a period of 5 months. We sought to find equal representation of both English and Spanish speakers from 5 community-based organizations. We utilized face-to-face recruitment. We had 200 Latinos who completed our baseline sample in the community and an additional 99 participants from a clinic sample. Overall, we had an 81% completion rate of people who completed both the baseline and the follow-up survey. Some characteristics of our sample. In general, the majority of our participants were between the ages of 31 and 50. Almost half were Spanish-speaking and chose that as their primary language spoken at home. In the community setting, a little over 50% had at least some college. The opposite was true in the clinic sample. Both populations were fairly low income. We also measured acculturation that ranged on a score from 4 to 9. We developed this measurement using participants' birthplace as well as their parents, the years lived in the U.S., and the primary language spoken at home. Our sample was somewhat in the middle, with a mean score of 6.9. When we looked at the health profile of participants, we found that 10% had diabetes, 2% had heart disease, 1% stroke, 18% with high blood pressure, 20% high cholesterol, and 19% depression. Height and weight data was asked of all of our participants. Interestingly, no one self-reported obesity, yet when we calculated obesity, 67% fell in the classification of being overweight or obese. Our findings for goal setting. Nutrition was the most commonly selected goal. Examples of goals that participants chose were to choose fruits and vegetables as a healthy snack or to eat half as much as they normally would throughout the day. An example of physical activity was trying to do at least 10 to 15 minutes of physical activity per day. And with smoking, some chose to cut down on the number of cigarettes smoked or to set a quit date. With regards to nutrition, in response to the question, how many servings of fruit or vegetables do you eat each day, we found a significant increase in the number of five or more servings per day in both samples, and a significant decrease in those eating less than two servings per day. The mean overall nutrition score, where higher scores equal poorer nutrition, we also found a significant decrease in both samples. And that was a measurement of junk food consumed per day, soda, snacks, sweets, fruits and vegetable, fats, and protein. Our outcomes for physical activity. In both samples, again, we found a significant increase in the proportion of Latinos meeting physical activity guidelines and a significant decrease in the proportion who were not meeting guidelines. Unfortunately for smoking, the outcomes were not as impressive, although we did see a slight decrease in the proportion of current smokers. So in summary, with regards to recruitment, we found that making appointments really helped to enroll Latinos. However, the concept of time did affect efficiency. Some people never showed up. Others brought along their whole family. It could be 6 to 8 people. But our recruiter was gracious enough to stay, regardless of who came to get people through the program. Most participants were very willing to participate. We found that having a skilled recruiter on hand was a very important feature to have. People seem to have been helped, and this was especially true for the elderly and for women. Some people said that they could read, but the recruiter had to help many people with reading. Oftentimes they would tell us, "I forgot my glasses," but really they needed help to get through the program. And as far as retention, having the same recruiter at baseline was very helpful in retaining the people at follow-up, and that seemed to be an incentive for some to come back and complete the program. Overall, we found that it is feasible to recruit and engage Latinos in a computer-based program, with the caveat that it does take a skilled recruiter who can effectively connect with your community. The idea that kiosks can stand alone and expect engagement is not supported by our findings, and LUTAR shows promise for improving nutrition and, to a lesser extent, physical activity. Thank you.